the State Department of Education is launching a Connect to Careers Coalition. It's an industry-driven community effort to provide students with pathways to high-demand jobs and careers. Education Superintendent Catherine Matayoshi.
There are tons of jobs that don't require a four-year degree. We need carpenters and plumbers, we need people in IT, we need people in all kinds of jobs. The one thing we don't know as educators is what are those jobs going to be in the future?
High-growth businesses and industry are working to identify entry-level skill sets and certifications. Department of Labor and Industrial Relations Director Linda Chu Takayama says these efforts are aimed at the pre-high school level.
It's not as if unskilled people can walk into an apprenticeship. You do have to have certain math skills. They do give you a test. You must be drug-free. So we're hoping that by working with the schools, we can prepare some of these younger students, even in the secondary schools.
The Harold Castle Foundation is also a coalition partner. Alex Harris is the foundation's senior program officer for education.
We're very excited to invest $200,000 in six high school career academies across the state. It's part of a larger multi-year effort to put far more low-income students on the path to success with college credit in their back pocket and career experiences.
Kapa'a High School on Kauai is an academy school and will receive $29,000 from the Castle Foundation for a Natural Resource Academy. Kapa'a's graduation rate is in the 90 percentile, one of the highest in the state. Principal Daniel Hamada has a plan to help students beyond graduation.
The community college will be coming onto our high school team teaching with our teachers. If they're interested in construction, the kids can see how it flows. They know what math, what English, what science all to take. So it's really relevant.
Mark Elliott is the principal of King Kekaulike High School on Maui. He says this effort is a game changer and a life changer.
On Maui, for instance, sugar and pineapple have recently met their demise, and we have students who need careers, need jobs that have training and that require specific skills that are developed. And having this kind of a partnership is critical to the island of Maui, and I'm sure all islands.
Val Tabios oversees the three-day Carpenter Apprentice Screening Program in Kapolei. He has 43 years in the industry and says it's a great job that puts food on the table.
The apprentices start at about $18.60 an hour. They'll do 1,600 hours of school and 8,000 hours work. And that's if you work 2,000 hours a year, that comes out to 4 years. The journeyman scale is $45.30 an hour. Yeah, and we have a total package that includes medical, vacation, retirement, and other small things.
For HBR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.